VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. There's an open line with your name on it, and you might as well take advantage of it while you can. At 888-RADIO-30, that's 888-723-4630. We're on the line with Edie from Santa Monica. And Edie has a store, which we're looking at, and has questions about selling more, basically, is what it comes down to. First thing we found out about Edie is she's unnecessarily re-photographing items, and we want you to stop doing that so that you have more time to dedicate to what I'm going to tell you. What you need to do, Edie, based on what I can see from your listings, because you've got nice stuff, and some of it is vintage, some of it is vintage-looking. There's a market for this, but it's a market that you're going to have to do a little work to stand out. But it's not that difficult. So if I was to have this inventory, the first thing I would do, if you're not, I hope you're not doing it, because let me find out if you're doing it. Are you utilizing social networking?
I opened a Pinterest account, but I spent so much time listing and stuff that I just really couldn't find the time to invest in doing it.
All right, so you need to
have a Pinterest account.
Right, so you want a Pinterest account. You want to establish a Facebook presence, and that can be very helpful. So you open a Facebook account, and then you start, when you have a Facebook account, you can add what are called, what they used to be called, fan pages. I don't know if they still are now. So you have a personal page. And then you can open a page that you know is connected to your personal page, but no one else does. And it's a fan page. And on that page, you can promote your business. What you want to do is you want to talk about what you're selling. And this is why I asked you originally what was your passion level, basically, for what it is that you're selling. Because the higher that passion level, the easier it is to do this, to talk about what it is you sell. For example, I love men's shirts. I love them. I've loved men's shirts since I was a little kid. And I still love them. And it's really easy for me to get excited about them. So I can utilize channels like social networking to actually generate interest in the topic. And that can be a great way of driving people to your listings. As, you know, for example, I see one of the thing here is a vintage 1930s summer ermine. The vintage clothing people would love this. But just having it up on eBay sometimes is not enough because it gets lost in all of the inventory that's in the apparel categories. So yeah. Utilizing Pinterest and Facebook and to a lesser extent, although some people swear by it, Twitter, creating a social networking strategy that can help you promote your business to a wider set of channels can help get things sold. And it really does work. So, for example, I'm looking at your store. I'm assuming you've made lots of sales. You've got 4,766 feedback. You only have 26 people following your store. That's not enough. I don't even work at it, and I've got close to 400 people following. What you need to do is to get people to follow your store. Create a collection on eBay for the type of merchandise that you're selling. Put your merchandise in it. Occasionally put other people's merchandise. I think it looks better if it's something that it's more of a collection than just my stuff. But this can help you. And if you're going to stop re-photographing all those items, that should free up a lot more time for you to dedicate more of your time to a marketing plan using social media.
And I have an idea for you, Edie.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Edie has very good taste in what she sells.
Oh, yes.
And her plus sizes are fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Everything she has up there is quality, and it's something the plus size woman would be interested in. They're very nice things. They're classic.
And Lee and I know all about the plus size.
Yes,
women.
We do. We do,
can
darling.
We talk here?
I mean, she's got Coldwater Creek and a lot of things that women really go for. So
yes.
I would push those also in some, you know, maybe you could have a collection of plus size jackets.
Well, I didn't think about that, but you know, I have two collections. Beaded beauties, because I like beaded things, and fancy pants.
Great.
And when I went to try to update them before Christmas, I couldn't I couldn't edit them. I don't know what the problem was. I couldn't get in to edit them like I used to.
We need to see them. Email me that so I can have someone look at
it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But Edie,
but yeah, I didn't think of that,
if you go,
I could create a plus size collection. Yeah,
absolutely. You have beautiful things. A lot of jackets. A lot of things that plus size women like to have in their wardrobe to wear seasonally. Also, I mean, you've got a lot of good stuff here.
So in your store header, where you know you get to talk about your store, describe your store, and you say specializing in new and near adult clothing.
Uh-huh.
So what you're missing in there is that's the perfect place to put some brand names, because those things will help pull you up in natural and in Google shopping, natural search and Google shopping. But you need to have the brands in there. That's helpful. Content is now king when it comes to commerce. So the more content that you can provide, the better. And in there, so you have a lot of Coldwater Creek. You want to have the words Coldwater Creek in your store description saying, you know, I cover a lot of, not just that you have brands, but name out the brands themselves.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, and also on the chat board, Sally Milo, who specializes in design for eBay stores and things of that sort, has a few remarks for you. I was trying to get her to call in, but she hasn't. While we were on this phone call, would have been nice. But if you read the chat board, you're going
to
find some ideas she has for your store design.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, that's great.
Edie,
okay.
I hope we helped you today, honey. You got to stop re-photographing all those things.
Yes, don't do that. We're horrified.
I tried putting things on GSP one.
Good to cancel.
Good to cancel GSC. DTC, yeah. And that seemed to work a little bit. I mean, before the Christmas season started, I put all of my used items on that, and then I started trying to deal more with prices on the new items that I thought would sell better for Christmas.
Yeah.
Everything's all mixed up again.
Let me make this, I've said this before, and I really believe this, and this comes also from the folks that I know in our search team. The ideal situation for fixed price listings is good until canceled. Now, if your items are rare and you want to generate interest, those shorter durations for fixed price are meant to drive buyer interest when they know that 3, 5, 7, or 10 days or 30 days from now, this item is going to end. Good until canceled is the best bet for the most of your inventory.
Okay.
It's just easier.
Edie, I hope we helped you today.
Yeah, I've got a lot to chew over now. I'll have to listen to the recording.
There's always the Lee Maribel method, which is a hot bubble bath and some chocolates. So that always works.
Oh, you gals with your self-indulgent things.
Thank you, Edie. I hope we helped you, honey.
Thanks, Edie.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Before we go back to the telephones, we do have an email here. Griff, I noticed there are a lot of magazines that should be listed in the adult-only category. Mm. By the way, this is from Sue in Missouri, known on eBay as Enjoy 1930.
Yeah.
She's noticed there are a lot of magazines that should be listed in the adult. When she's searching for American Girl, Christmas, and some holiday magazines, I have contacted customer support, and they told me to report the items. A couple of experienced sellers have been listing all their magazines in the back issue category instead of adult only. Don't mind reporting the items, but it takes up my whole day reporting them.
Yeah.
Can't eBay catch it right after the item goes up?
No,
this has been going on for over a year. Nothing's been done. My kids like to search for American Girl dolls and should not be shown adult dolls.
Thank you. But your kids shouldn't be searching on eBay without your... I mean, you know, there's a reason why we say 18 years and older. Because we can't guarantee that stuff isn't going to happen. So it's going to be the risk that you have to take. And yeah, you can report them. And I would use the report this item link. And note that I'm going to be honest about the report this item link. So the nice thing about putting it out there and making it available is that you can report things. The downside is we have huge queues of things that were reported that aren't actually violations. And somebody has to go through those. So it can take a long time. And sometimes the item actually ends before the item even is able to be acted upon. So if you want to send me an example, I may be able to clarify whether or not it truly does have to go into the adult, because that's a matter of opinion. And we have very, very clear guidelines, which I'm not going to go over with on the air. Because
an adult blow-up doll.
Not necessarily, does not necessarily have to be in the adult section.
Hmm.
So there are some very specific, almost, dare I say it, prurient, mm-hmm. dare I say it, provocative, dare I say that the actual terms to describe what is and isn't, has to be in the adult category would actually be unpronounceable on the radio. But, I mean, I could, but I'm not going to. But if you want to send me an example, I can tell you whether or not the item is in violation or not.
Well, we've had our friend Tom in Pittsburgh.
As difficult as it for me to look at adult material, I'm just not that kind of person.
Oh, not at all.
I've never looked at anything like that.
Men are animals. Tom, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is on the line with us. Tom, we have to take a break right now. So hold on for us, honey. Yeah. You'll be right up after the break. Okay?
Tom may need to take a bath after that one. So this segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Coming up next, today's very last segment of eBay Radio for today for the Ask Griffin Lee Show.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 301.
There are advantages and disadvantages to selling in an auction format on eBay. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as Mr. Customer Service. He explains one of the disadvantages to selling in an auction format.
The disadvantages are, and we know this one as an auction, non-paying bidders. When you have an auction, you have potential for non-paying bidder because the person isn't, you don't have this automatic payment thing like they do on fixed price. So sometimes you have non-paying bidders. I'm shipping right about 80 items a week. And I get one or two, per week. It's just part of it. Just second chance offer it to the next guy. It's part of doing business. They're not fun, but that's one of the disadvantages.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Today's final segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Before we go to Tom in Pittsburgh, Linda from Anchorage, Alaska, sent us another email.
Oh,
she
hi,
said,
Linda.
Please tell Dress to Suit
yes.
that her store looks good to me. I just put offers in on two items. I hope she accepts. She has some excellent items! Exclamation point.
Well, I forgot to mention, by the way, that one of the part of your marketing plan should be get on eBay Radio.
I was just thinking the same thing. That we should put that along with Pinterest and
yes,
sending tweets out and everything. Appear on eBay Radio. People see your items when you call in with a listing dish.
Daniel sold two socks.
I know.
Lots of socks.
Yeah, somebody listening to the show has offers for two things here. And I started following her.
I'm going to look at men extra large.
She's got extra large men's things, too.
Look at this. I didn't see this before. There's an Armani Emporio XL cropped bomber-style jacket.
Uh-oh.
Looks like it's suede.
Ooh.
Oh, it is. It's only $52.
Ooh, mama.
That's good.
Good
and
one.
I'm fitting into these sizes now because I'm losing so much weight.
Hey, Tom. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Black and gold gifts. How you doing, Tom? Do we even have time? You wanted a listing dished.
If you want to, go for it.
Well,
do you have the number?
I don't know if we have time.
I don't think we have time.
Let me just ask a quick question.
Okay.
Have you heard of a glitch that causes items without free shipping to be listed with free shipping?
Nope. Why, do you have an example?
Well, we got something from E-commerce Bites, and it said that happened Sunday night, and we do have a couple of items that we were looking at each other saying, why did we do that? Why did we put free shipping? Because they're used items on Tom's clearance rack, and we don't normally do free shipping.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have any information about that. If you want to send it to me, I'll look into it.
Okay, I'll send you the link to it.
Thank you, Tom.
I wanted not the link to the article, the link to your listing where this happened.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, the most specific one was just the other day, so I could easily tell you which one it was.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, well, we'll dish the listing next time.
Yes, we will. Give us a call on Tuesday.
Okay,
absolutely.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, the eBay event calendar only has one thing left for the rest of the month.
I'm not surprised.
Because people aren't going to go to meetup groups during the holiday season. They're too busy.
Yeah, they're busy.
The Albuquerque eBay and Online Sellers Meetup inaugural meetup is the 17th, which is next Wednesday.
Oh.
And the organizer, of course, is Luis Sanchez.
Luis.
So there you have it. So we were talking about your Christmas tree. And so you said you have two?
Yeah, I have two. One for the dining room and one for the living room.
Oh.
But they don't look like Christmas. Well, they do look like. They're not conical, like, you know.
Well, you need to take a picture and show
them. They're topiaries.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And they're usually beautiful.
Right. They're very.
Do they have any purple in them at all or anything purple on them?
Oh, they could. I could just get out a can of spray glitter and do purple.
Yes, I've seen them. They're beautiful.
I'm kind of in the mood to do it this year. But you know what? I have a dear friend coming. We have a lovely friend coming from England to spend the holidays with us. And I wanted to wait till he's here because I think he'll have fun assisting us.
Oh, they
plus,
do.
I love putting
they
him
do
to work.
It big in England, you know, the Christmas and the trees and the.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, very big. Very, very big. Hey, you know, to make sure people receive.
I just bought something from Edie.
Oh, yeah. What did you buy?
Wait a minute. I should buy two of these.
That jacket?
No.
No, what'd you buy?
I'm going to buy two. She's got. I need black T-shirts. It's my new Steve Jobs look.
See, you call eBay Radio. You get your socks bought. Griff buys stuff. I mean, it's worth it. And listeners hear your dish. We didn't think about this.
And the
before.
Audience applauds when you buy. I mean,
it's
what
amazing.
Could be, it's like enablers.
So I wanted to give you this little hint to make sure people receive their holiday packages on time.
Yeah.
USPS has extended delivery services to 7 days a week in major cities and other high volume areas. And now through Christmas Day, deliveries are being made every single day, even on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, yesterday I was part of our weekly chat, and there was a few people complaining, saying, why doesn't eBay put it on every listing that shipping can be delayed at the holidays? And I said, well, that's not going to happen. And you have to make it happen. I said, well, are you having problems? It could happen. Well, yeah, but we're not going to put that on listings. Our partners would.
You could die tonight, too. Are we going to put that on listings?
Yeah.
Life is hanging by a thread.
So what we do, by the way, in cases like that, is when there is a natural disaster or weather or something that is really seriously delayed shipping in an area, we post about it on the announcement board, and we'll also give allowances to sellers and buyers in those areas. You know, we'll warn buyers, hey, things might be late, and we'll protect sellers against things like item not received. But a general notice that holiday shipping is sometimes delayed? No, we're not going to do that. And number one, it's not necessarily true because more so than ever, all three of the major carriers work really hard to actually make sure that shipping is not delayed.
Well, USPS gave out a report that they're predicting a 12% growth in package volume during this holiday season.
Yeah.
That's somewhere in the range of 450 to 470 million packages, and they attribute this to e-commerce growth,
wow.
Of course. So, you know, it's going to be big, and they've accommodated us by doing 7 days a week. What more could we ask at this
point?
What
more could you ask for?
Really?
I tell you.
Well, Griff, we're on the air next week.
Yes, I can't wait.
Tuesday and Thursday.
What about the week after that?
Next week.
Yeah.
And then we're off the next week.
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, we are.
2 weeks and a day.
Exactly.
Oh.
So, I know it kills you.
We're all excited,
but it kills you.
It kills me because I have no life.
I love doing the show, too, but I have a life.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia. Tune in on Tuesday. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
I've been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com. As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.